Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Once upon a time, well, more like now, actually, things were really dumb.
I'm T.
And I'm B.
And you're listening to
Fairy Tale Problems.
Fairy Tale Problems. This week's episode's theme is Dumb and Dumber When Harry Met Lloyd. I've never seen this film. I assume it's really bad, and the only thing I've ever heard is that it's bad.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
So you guys have seen this?
We picked this film because of, like, the timeliness of, you know, everything being so dumb. Like, it's, like, next level dumb and dumber. But then we realized, wait, neither of us have seen this film.
But I like that rather than changing anything, you're just like, nope. We're going to roll with it. I put my foot down. This is the episode.
Yeah, last week after you announced that this week's episode was Dumb and Dumberer, we were like, well, I guess that means we got to do it. It's set in podcast stone. Yeah, so, you know, we've gotten some feedback from pals and, well, only pals, like, who is listening that doesn't already know us.
Hi, Mom.
That one thing that we've heard, and it's funny because it's by people that we already know, is like, oh, well, you haven't actually introduced yourselves. Do you want to take a couple minutes to introduce ourselves so that our friends know how we would describe ourselves in this kind of setting?
Yes.
Okay, cool. My thing is that I'm not very good at, you know, bios and elevator pitches and stuff. My brother's doing a project and he's been harassing me for like months. I'm doing their social media and he's been like, yeah, we need your bio for the website. And I'm like, okay. And I mean, it's literally been like 6 months he's been asking me. And the launch date of his project was today and I got him my bio yesterday. And it's like, you know, Brittany's a writer. She used to live in the South. Then she went to school in the Midwest. Now she lives in Los Angeles. I'm like, submit. There you go. That's what you need to know. That's that. You know, people here love talking about themselves. I went to an event with my brother, and it was like this writer's thing. And they're like, go around the table and introduce yourselves. And again, I was the very first person, which is terrible because I'm like, I'm Brittany and I'm a writer. Next. And the next person talked for about 5 minutes. And I was like,
oh, gross.
Of course, he was like, you know, a white dude. So, you know.
No, I don't. Please go on.
You know, I feel like I can't take up space. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, what? You don't care. Who cares?
I once had to go to like court appointed group therapy, we'll call it. And
yeah.
There's this one guy that he would talk the entire time. And we would love it because no one else wanted to talk. Like, you know, everyone else would just introduce themselves and be like really quick about it. But he would take up the entire hour until like basically he was supposed to be sober, but I don't think he was. Like it was but yeah, he was the best. But he too was a white male, so
no offense. I love that Rob's like really quiet now. Like, what did I do?
Sometimes I need to just lay back in the cut.
See, those my only notes for you so far has been like, we need more Rob. So,
okay, where do we start? I was born in Lee's Summit, Missouri. It's odd because we never knew why there was an apostrophe in Lee. I then, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go on any further.
I'm like, I'm hanging on every word because I'm like, wait, is it not Lee's Summit? Like somebody named Lee? That's not his summit?
Yeah. Who would be named Lee that also Missouri might favor? And then now they're actually getting rid of the apostrophe. Like I've seen it on documents without an apostrophe when I went back home like a year ago. So I guess it could have just been a typo. But I feel like they're distancing themselves.
Strange. I just feel like so many southern states don't care, though. Like, I don't know. I felt like we were all well aware of who the... Maybe Missouri is different.
I have a feeling that, like, I have, like, conspiracy theories about it. But not, like, Alex Jones shit. Not like our last episode where we were talking about flat earthers. But, I mean, it very well could have just been some other dude with that last name. But there's...
This might seem like a dumb question, but is Missouri considered the South? T, you're still in the South?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess, like, historically, like, it's the thing that kind of comes about, like, before the Civil War, right? Like, the Missouri Compromise and stuff. So I guess that's probably why antebellum roots. I mean, that's just what I would assume. I mean, yeah, like, when you look at a map, you probably wouldn't consider it.
There are states a little more southern.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm no historian, so...
Welcome to Fairy Tale Problems, where we try and remember our education from childhood. I'm as
good
bad
luck
as you.
With that.
Tiana, we haven't actually gotten to talk about you yet, though. Let's hear.
Yeah, I was going to say enough about me and Rob and New York. What is this place called? United States history. Tiana, please.
Oh, I am a Cancer that loves red wine. Do you have any dumb stories you want to share? Or?
You know I do. Yeah, the possibilities are endless. Up until 2 years ago, I used to think that you have a finite amount of blood. I don't know where
Whoa.
I picked that up along the way. Yeah.
And rice novels.
I seriously? Well, and that's like, you know, when people give blood... You know, they're like, oh, you're such a good person. And, you know, so I heard that aspect of it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's such a sacrifice. You know, you only have so much. But then I was always like, why? You only get a cookie, you know, and some apple juice. That's it. But when I was like in eighth grade, I punctured an artery in some like freak accident. And I seriously lived my time from like that time to about 2 years ago thinking that I'm like, no, I cannot afford to lose any more blood.
A hit. A very powerful hit.
I'm pretty ashamed about that, actually. Now that I've breathed it all out loud and you guys took it into your ear holes, I regret it. Like, I mean, now I'm trying to, like, make myself feel better. I have a friend who's super dumb, though, and he, I don't think, would mind me saying that now that I've said it out loud. I'm like, wait, edit.
You can say the story about me, okay?
Yeah, exactly. My friend, it's not Rob. He, like, is continuously saying, like, really moronic things, and you're just kind of looking at him like, wait, he's going to say psych. Or gotcha. So like last year, you know, there were multiple Friday the 13ths. And I saw him on a Friday the 13th and I'm like, happy Friday the 13th. And he's like, that means a year ago today, I got this tattoo. He's pointing at this tattoo on his shoulder. And I'm like, that's from 3 months ago.
Like, oh my God.
That, because he remembered that he got it on Friday the 13th. Which literally was 3 months before, like, the last one was. And we were all, like, you know, cringing, being like, wait, you know about that though, right? It's not like Christmas. It's always on the same day every year.
But also, like, what a crazy concept of time. Like, how does 3 months go by and you think it's a year? Like,
exactly.
That's awesome.
The days are short and the years are short. Even shorter. Dumb.
I once was talking to this guy and he was like, you know, maggots are fly poop. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, maggots are fly babies. And he was like, no, it's just their poop. And I was like, dude, like, if you poop something out and it's alive, it's your baby. Like, and he like, just, I don't know. I don't
Is
know
that
what
how it works?
Kind of world he's living in.
I just like the concept of, if you poop something out, it's your baby. And it's alive. It's your baby.
Yeah, I mean, if it's making noises, you have to take responsibility for it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Any more dumb stories?
I'm full of them, but I think I'm ready for Master Readers. What about you?
I'm ready.
This week, B&T will be rating sequels.
Fuck it. Let's just go for the gold. Or let's settle for silver. T, what are your best and worst sequels?
Okay, so my opinion, best sequel, also my favorite Batman movie, I'm going to go with Batman Returns.
Great Christmas film.
Yes, it is. I love Tim Burton. I'm really like into colors. I don't know if that sounds really dumb, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like, yeah. I don't know. That's like what I pay attention to in movies.
So you're
like,
not into black and white films, not into old films.
I used to watch Gone with the Wind, but I mean, that was like the beginning of Technicolor. So, I do really like Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. So that's probably like the only black and white movie. But yeah, so I am going to give Batman Returns 4 out of 5 Danny DeVito's. And the worst sequel that I've ever seen is Troll 2. Have you guys seen it?
Oh, no, but when you were asking me if I saw Trolls 2 or Troll 2 or whatever, you were just like, oh, have you seen Trolls 2? And I was like, I'm adding that to my list. She sounded excited about it. So now I'm hearing it's the worst. I'm glad that I...
Troll 2 is great.
Yeah, it's horrible, but it's really good. This family is vacationing in this town called, like, Nilbog, which is, like, goblins backwards.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Whoa.
And even though, yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, the movie's called Troll 2, but it's about goblins. And, the goblins are just really weird. They're vegetarians, so like,
ew. No, sorry.
Yeah, so they have to like get people to come to this like weird resort town, and then they feed them like this green slime that turns them into vegetables, and it's so horrible, but it's so good.
Well, what's your rating?
I guess just like 2 out of 5 piles of dog vomit.
Oh, jeez. No, thank you.
Just 2 out of 5.
There's one scene in Troll 2 that if you don't like want to watch the movie from what I'm about to tell you, it's not for you. But the kid, for one reason or another, to save his family's life, has to pee all over the dinner table.
What?
Yes.
Wait a second. Now I have to watch this
film. I'm not going to say anymore.
I need to understand. I don't really have a best and worst sequel prepared. I feel like I was going to use this opportunity to discuss Space Jam sequel. I feel like it's like every 6 months, every other year, you know, they're like, oh, we signed this person, or there's talks about that person. And all I'm saying is, I don't care what it takes. They need to make it happen.
You think it'll be good? I don't know. I worry about sequels. Like, it's very hard to do a good sequel.
I just feel like they couldn't let me down. Maybe that's why they shouldn't do it. It's like, we got Britney out there. We can't let her down. Just let's not even try.
As long as we make something.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, it's funny because last year for the holidays, I was gifted multiple copies of Space Jam. Like, it's a big thing. I actually, you know, I play b-ball with my brother.
Outside of school?
How did you know? I'm not very good, but I just have always loved Space Jam, and the soundtrack is amazing, and it requires a sequel. And I would watch the shit out of it. I mean, would you not?
If it's good, I'll watch it. I mean, I'll watch anything once, so, but I just can't commit. I don't know.
I'm going to put that on your tombstone, like assuming that you die before me and that someone gives me the freedom of choosing what goes on your tombstone. So, not likely. Rob, you got any fave seeks?
Fave seeks. I'm a big fan of, like, knockoff sequels, you know, so, like, Cruel Intentions 2, you know, the ones that never make it to the big screen and are ridiculously horrible.
We're really not talking about Dumb and Dumber, but I did have to say I thought it was pretty funny that it is such a bad film, and I guess I just didn't know that.
I thought I had seen it, and then you told me it's a prequel, and I was like, no, I definitely haven't seen it then.
Can I tell you my strongest memory of this film?
Please. Yes, please.
So I had a really close friend. We'll call him John.
Is his name John?
I only say it that way. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But I haven't, like, seen him in person in many, 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 many years. But he was, like, a grade school friend, you know, the buddy you see the original Dumb and Dumber with, you know, mm-hmm. that sort of, like, movie-going pal in your youth.
Mm-hmm.
And when this movie came out, it marked one of the first times I remember, like, feeling nostalgic. Because when did this come out? Like, 2002, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're all kind of like splitting off and going our own college sort of ways. And I ran into John, and John was like, yeah, I went and saw it. You know, we're such big fans of the first one. He was like, it was so bad, except for one scene that was so over the top with Bob Saget that I couldn't help but laugh. And
I love the idea that he's like, this is so bad, I'm going to not laugh at this scene. Oh, God. Here it comes.
But, like, that weird feeling of, like, someone being like, this was something that was of our youth, and now it's ruined by corporate America.
Isn't that how people feel about, like, a lot of the prequel Star Wars films?
I think about that a lot. Like, there's so many, like, new fans. I feel like it's got to annoy the original fans. I mean, I think we know by now that Hollywood's just pretty lazy. Like, they reuse storylines.
I just imagine, like, Hollywood is, like, fat on the couch with his, like, tummy hanging out of the bottom of his shirt being like, hey, lazy. Come on.
Should we move on to the debate?
Let's do it.
T and B go head-to-head in a debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic? Can things get any dumber?
I want to say no, but the way things are going, probably yes.
I just love that it's like such a vague, can things get any dumber? Well, like, of course they can. But like tea, I would like for them to not. I think this is a perfect time, though, to touch on last week. I just love that we like blew up T's spot being like, co-worker, flat earther, here I am doing it again. But T and I were having a discussion, like, you know, again, like we do every other day about flat earthers being like, yeah, but that's, you know, the earth is clearly round, but, you know, we're definitely living in a simulation. We're not real.
I also believe in Bigfoot and the Mothman. But yeah, as soon as Westworld comes back, I'm going to be convinced that I'm living in a simulation again. Like, I was obsessed for months, I mean, and even still sometimes because, you know, every day is the same and like...
I have a favor to ask. When Westworld comes back, can we just turn this podcast or at least have a section of each episode only to discuss Westworld?
Of course.
Well, Brady, do you watch it?
I mean, I love that. I'm like the only one who doesn't watch it, but I'm like, absolutely.
No, but that's the best part. We should be you and me, Tiana, and then Brittany. We're going to have to like fill in. Yes. Like, you don't even know? James Marsden, the guy who played Cyclops? You don't know him?
Airplane Cyclops.
Never mind.
No, for real?
No, I said the guy who played Cyclops.
Oh, so this is going to get really like convoluted because I literally thought you said Airplane Cyclops and I'm like, I would watch that.
I don't know what that would be, but
use your imagination.
After last week's episode when we talked about flat earthers, much like then in this week's episode when we talked about a flat earther, one of my very favorite podcasts, Oh No, Ross and Carrie, they are investigating flat earther groups right now. Mm. And like they go in, their whole podcast is like they go in and investigate like fringe groups or like, you know, holistic healing sort of stuff. And then they come back and talk about it on their podcast. And, you know, usually they come to a scientific answer. In fact, almost every single time, or they just talk about like the practices of the religion and, you know, it's danger ratings or it's like money. Anyway, they're doing flat earthers and it's going to be a multiple part series. And the first part was really good.
Oh, I will have to check that
out. Multiple parts.
Yeah, like I got into it when they were doing a 9-part series on Scientology from when they like signed the papers at the beginning to when they inevitably got kicked out.
There's a celebrity center here. It's called the Scientology Celebrity Center. And it's like a beautiful property. And I had always driven by and thought, wow, that I want to be there, you know.
And that's not Big Blue, though, right?
No. Big Blue's, you know, different. And it looks more serious. This is like Celebrity Center. It's even got the R before the E in center. You know, it's classy.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So, but one day I happened to see on Yelp, I was looking for brunch spots and it's like the Celebrity Center has brunch. And I was like, what? And, you know, there's all these reviews about people like, oh, they go. Yeah. And it's all you, well, it's all you can eat buffet, but you have to buy your own mimosas. Yeah, I ended up going and it's funny because like I went with like bells on, whereas my friend I was going with has like tattoos and, you know, like her has a head shave. And it's funny. She like wore a wig and like clothes covering up all of her tattoos. She's like, I don't want Scientology being able to track me. And I'm like wearing my name on my T-shirt, like take me with you. No, we
free food, huh?
Well, right. I mean, it's like all you can eat buffet. And we got there and it's funny, we're like driving up and there were like 2 bounce houses and pony rides and snow cone machine. And she was like, they must have known you were coming. It just so happened that that Sunday they were having a celebration for Memorial Day or something. By the time we were leaving, you know, I'm like drinking or eating the snow cone and I like look down into the bottom of the paper and I'm like, this is how they get you to drink the Kool-Aid. Like they pour it on a snow cone. I was like, sign me up. But nobody tried to recruit me.
It's like she ate too many snow cones.
She ate too many of our shrimp. Throwback to last episode. Shrimp. Well, to answer the question, can things get any dumber? I mean, just give us some time. We'll make it happen.
You guys, read a book.
Well, that's this week's show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media.
And they lived crappily ever after. Stay tuned for a new episode of Fairy Tale Problems next week. What's the theme? The Shining.